previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Yeah.
I like how Frank said a little dance there.
Yeah.
I was conducting his speech.
And I'm a pretty good singer. Check it out. Do 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 do. Isn't that the most beautiful song you ever heard?
It's the soul of our mother. You've covered the soul of our mother. Please, we will trade to get her back.
What will you give me?
They take another step closer.
He's also on the ground, you big loser.
These tiny things have a CMD of 14.
Oh, well, good.
The end of another combat. The ground is littered in blood. What weird thing does Dorian have in his bag, and which direction will our adventures take next week?
Probably
next week. East.
Ah.
So I am almost done watching all of the old Gargoyles cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, you've been busy.
How's that going?
Which one do y'all masturbate to?
The big guy, right?
Goliath. Yeah, good call.
The real question is, if you're busted in the back of that female gargoyle and then daylight comes, are you like the sword in the stone?
I mean, you're going to be there for a minute, right?
You get trapped.
Just wait.
Why? Am I here again?
I would imagine once you would lose an erection that you'd be free.
That depends if you're a grower, not a shower.
Well, I mean, it becomes more pliable even if you're...
Well, look, all the dudes here have an opinion. Mahogany, which gargoyle...
Zero opinion, thank you. Moving right along.
You don't have a... No preference for a gargoyle?
Nope.
You know?
I've never seen it.
You've never watched Gargoyles?
It's a great cartoon.
You should Can I pull up some Rule 34 for you?
No, just let him watch the original. It's a classy tale.
Rule 34 Gargoyle.
He was not going to show that.
Rule 34 Gargoyle.
Don't let no
chips. I just want to see how big his smile gets. there it is.
Some of these are terrible.
The internet. I'd
say probably most of them.
I'm going to turn my camera off now.
It is really bad.
My mic off.
Tucker, you didn't say which one for yourself there.
I said to switch through all of them. Yeah, the old one, Hudson. That's who I was going to go for. Something about that dead eye.
It's that dude, Xander. Is that his name?
Or that Tim Curry looking guy?
I think Tim Curry's in the show.
Yeah.
Then
that one. That's the one I'll jerk off to.
There's an evil scientist that shows up, and he's either imitating Tim Curry or he is Tim Curry. And I don't want to break the magic, so I don't look who the actual voice is. I just pretend it's Tim Curry.
Just imagine.
Right. Yeah. Do you want good news or bad news, Tucker?
I don't want you to give me any news if it's about Tim Curry. Yeah, then leave that mic off.
In fact, just die.
Well, that's what I had to bring to the table. What do y'all got? Y'all got anything?
The hiccups. Holler if you hear me.
Hey. I started antidepressants.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's really blunted my sudden and irrational anger at things, which is kind of upsetting because sudden and irrational anger at things is like 30% of my personality. So.
30 is a real low bar you set for yourself there.
I don't know. I mean, that leaves 70 for sinuses, so.
that's about right. It's close.
Sorry.
Was thinking more 60-40, but close.
Yeah, I'm bad at math. Thanks, South Carolina.
That's good. I'm glad. I mean, I know that stuff takes some time to dial in sometimes.
Are you zombifying, or are you kind of, are you evening out?
I don't know. I can't orgasm.
Oh.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, since we're talking about calming.
Is that a you problem or a calming, you problem?
Calming.
I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people, I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Coming and coming and coming.
Can you still get erect?
Oh, yeah.
You just, that's fine. Just can't finish?
Yeah, just can't see the deal.
Have you tried watching Gargoyles?
Great. Now we have to leave that whole orgasm part in there.
If I'm jerking off to a cartoon, it's Real Monsters. That way we can.
Oh. No wonder you needed medication.
It's the eyeballs.
There's a lot of cartoons he could have said that was worse.
Hold on, now we just go to New Incognito window. Real Monsters.
So we're in the middle of a wild hunt, right?
You're gonna be seeing Oblina in all kind of weird places.
Oh no. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
You did that to yourself.
Some of these are stupid.
Some of them.
Some of these are hot. I don't want to hear no slander.
Mm-hmm. You try hard enough with the right artist, make just about anything hot.
At least we're not talking about.
Oh, here's some news. So. I recently bought a hat. New hat.
Nice hat you got
so,
there.
So, if you would like one with either Terrence's or our friend Ryan's art on it, for many different styles, shirts, hats, jackets, sweaters, you can go to Streamlabs.
Now, easier to use.
Apparently.
Is it really?
Now 20% easier to use. Hey, I can figure it out.
Yeah, it's so easy. Kevin can do it.
Yeah, Kevin can buy a hat off that website.
Anybody I feel really can. Dumb right now. I've you tried should. To buy stuff off there multiple times.
I think your issue is you have to have PayPal for that website.
Yeah.
That is right. The one minor issue, yes.
I don't have that.
Well, I will tell you all how easy it is if I can get something off of it.
Yeah.
But you have
because
PayPal.
I believe that I, in this group, I am the least patient and most easily frustrated when it comes to online stuff, which is insane because my side business is exclusively internet-based.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's got to plug his OnlyFans, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a real scare there when... OnlyFans lost billions of dollars in a day because they stopped doing porn, or they announced that they were going to stop doing content.
I would like it if it one day I had a company that could lose $1 billion in a day
mm-hmm.
and still exist the next day. Yeah,
that's a good problem to have, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh no, my billions.
I'm just picturing all these executives
just
like
one of them.
Sitting there in torn suits with a soup can on their head.
Yeah. I don't know. I think once you get into the billions range, there is like a threat of death if you screw up. Like, you don't just get canned.
You walk away. People do that shit all the time. Like all kinds of like CEOs and people like that are just millionaires just walk away with, they lose billions of dollars and then they walk away with, $1 million bonuses that they were contractually obligated to get. Stuff like that.
Hundreds of millions.
I don't know. It's a whole different world. I don't know.
Yeah, they get the entire American economy and they go away with their billions if they bet against it.
Mm-hmm. I'll be in Barbados. I don't know.
I've often fantasized about living on a multi-million-dollar yacht with staff.
Oh, why would you want staff? That's a terrible disease.
And if you're out in the water, that's even
well. Far from I don't want to be the one piloting the boat. I just want to be the one enjoying the freedom of it.
Yeah, well, we don't want you touching the steering wheel either. You got staff. It's gross.
How did that billionaire die? Well, he went swimming with a staph infection and the shark smelled it. It hunted him down. Who knew? Sharks love tasty staph infection people.
Yeah, it's like you're marinating, pickling yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
it's just a new flavor profile, really. So anyway,
We were in the wild hunt.
You just finished killing a bunch of gremlins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we did kill the gremlins. Have a globe in a bag, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what's in that bag.
Don't know what the globe is. Is though.
You had some orb thingy, yeah.
You had some options on where to go. I think
Terrence was directing us. We decided, who cares if they know we're coming? We need the light to safely move through.
Mm-hmm. I gave Sonder a speed sheath.
That's right.
just wanting to remind you that you have that now. Because I just...
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He wanted to remind you before he left.
He broke patting himself on the back.
He pulled a muscle.
Oh. Oh, pull up that goblin toker right now.
Speed sheath?
Yeah. You were saying, Frank.
Yeah, you'd given Sonder your speed sheath for her wand so she can use it quickly at setup.
Yep. Good summary.
And moving on. Let's head to the map.
It's like, and I said, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't want to drag it in the dirt. I just wanted to throw it out there so that it was a reminder.
Never gives me a speed sheath. Fucking favoritism.
You don't use a wand.
Maybe.
Look at that map.
That is a pretty map.
A beauty. The tokens are moving. They're alive. Kill it.
I think we're playing Bonk or something.
I got that stupid song stuck in my head. I could be anything you want. Okay.
I could be red. I could be blue. I could be violet sky.
I could be hurtful. I can be purple. I can be anything you like.
I was singing Mika songs.
Man,
I have no idea, but Dorian, which way should we go?
Look at the glowing thing first?
Oh, sure. I open the bag and look inside. It's a glowing thing. I close the bag, throw it over my shoulder. Let's go.
We don't want to investigate further.
Fine. I can't figure it out, though, so if anyone else wants to take a whack at it, feel free.
I can't remember. Did we already do, like, spellcraft stuff?
Spellcraft.
Yeah,
only Dory failed on it. So.
I rolled a 27 to spellcraft it.
Okay.
That beats mine.
What is this glowy thing?
It seems to be holding some very strong magics. But not particularly of an arcane sort, more of a divine sort of magic.
We'll need someone learned in the ways of divine magic, which is like three of you guys. Come on.
What else do we need to roll for that?
I think it's religion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out because it's an intelligence thing, not wisdom for some reason.
23 for religion? Oh no, wait a minute, that's only plus 6. 22 for religion.
I got a 32 for
religion. Oh, so I will just assist him with this knowledge.
You feel like inside this globe is a very powerful daylight spell. But it contains other properties. You do realize that it wouldn't be harmful to you or to anyone who has an affinity for the sun, but for creatures of the night, it can be damaging. And there's some type of permanency wrapped around it, but you can't tell what spell it is tied to.
Okay.
How does it work?
You'd have to break it, like throwing a grenade.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so it's kind of like a one-time use daylight bomb.
Yeah.
And something else that we're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So throw it a long way.
All right. Well, I'll keep it in the sack for now. And
it's got the power of 4,000 suns.
We should just toss it in the woods right now and just light this whole place up.
If it's in the sack, you have a good handle. You can get some momentum before you throw.
Yeah, that. Let's march on, shall we?
North, south, or east?
I don't think. Can we go north?
You can. There's a trail to the north, a trail to the south, and a trail to the east.
Honestly, I'm a little blocked up here. I can't. The something's impeding my sense of direction. My guess is as good as any of yours.
Do we need to roll survival?
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
With the survival check, can we put his last known direction? I want to.
We're not in the same, like, area as we were. Honestly, we don't know where we're going. We're just trying to survive the night. I'm not sure what
the maze. You were unleashed into a maze of the Wild Hunt. So survival could maybe give you some kind of indication if the terrain was changing in any direction, but it wouldn't really let you know north, south, east, west. We're just saying north, south, or east because that's what's on the map. But you're not entirely even sure where north is at this point. Okay. Coming down to the cave would have been really disorienting because the cave was on a beach shore before, and now it is somewhere else in the Fey Wilds.
I say we just blunder around until we find our way out. It's a maze, after all.
I say we continue to the east.
I second that and begin marching that way.
All right. March on.
Good as any.
I am just going to move your...
Oh, wait. I just thought about that pit trap. So I will freeze before I leave the square of the ruins and remind Dorian of the possible traps that may lie ahead.
All right, well then, I suppose I'll take point and do the thing that I do when I'm taking point, which is search for traps. Let's see, I got a 27 as I'm walking along, eyeing the ground.
I like how we walk as a group.
Yeah, I learned that. Huzzah!
See, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay, so up to this point, you can't really tell anything. It just seems like it widens a little bit. And it feels like maybe the darkness is thicker outside of the range of your dancing light spell there.
Thick.
Oh, shit. We lose Frakes again?
Yup. He gone.
Well, shit.
So the darkness seems a little thicker. Your light spell is still cutting the light like it should, but it seems like when it gets to that edge of the radius, that it goes solid black outside of that.
Like unnaturally so.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that orb close. We may need it soon.
Well, you had a set as well, did you not, Matt?
What?
You had your own set of dancing lights as well.
Those are mine. Dorian has his with him.
Yeah.
Perhaps it is the edge of the map. Go back.
Oh, listen, bless you, sir.
If we are in the walls. Perhaps we're in a flat earth situation. We'll find out when we get there.
Walls of darkness notwithstanding, I continue forward.
I am just saying, perhaps that is the edge of the maze.
It was pretty dark on both sides, so I think we continue on our chosen direction.
Yes.
It is a fairy realm. There is no telling about the laws of physics or logic here.
I got a 24 to keep searching for threats / traps.
Big ass holes!
I'm also... keeping my head on a swivel, watching for any kind of attack, any kind of threat.
Yeah, everybody give me perception checks then.
Ooh, I still got a bonus from my planar infusion.
24.
Natural 19 for a 28.
Got a 19.
Perception. I got a 14.
Okay.
29, 31 if it's based on vision.
Dancing lights kind of go into this field here. You don't notice anything dangerous, but you can tell on the far tree, just as the lights begin to do it, you're like, oh, this is a dead end, but it seems like there's something carved into that tree in the middle on the east there, and there's a faint red glow to it.
Is it evil?
It does not detect as evil. You need to be within 60 feet of it, which I think you're not quite close enough to cast that anyway.
Move up a bit.
All right. Cautiously move up, and I will detect magic, and he can detect evil.
Walking around like the Scooby gang together.
It's easier for me. Leave me alone.
We're all just pressed
stay
hip
in
to
formation.
Hip.
We were all in band.
I was.
I was,
but not in the marching band. I couldn't wear that hat.
It's pretty solid marching wear, awesome. Too.
You get to about right here, and you're close up to the tree to cast. You cast your detection spells. There's a faint aura of just benign arcane magic that you would see for, like, arcane marks and stuff. It does not detect as evil.
Can I read the marks? Is it some type of spell language?
You have to get close to read it.
Can we tell what language it's in from where we are?
You'd have to get close to read it.
I get close to read.
Yeah, that's...
Who's all walking up with Dorian?
I'll walk up with Dorian.
I will walk up because I'm knowledgeable in languages.
I'll stay back because I'm not dumb.
Who else was going up?
Clearly.
Vladros.
Anyone else?
No. I mean, I'll let them kind of make sure it's safe and everything. It's a kind of mechanical
party
trap.
Safe. Okay. What does this rune on the tree say?
You get close. Do you read Sylvan?
I do.
Mortal God. Mortal gods and their worshippers have no place here.
Oh, okay. No problem there.
Sonder, give me a perception check.
19.
As you read it and you turn around to say that out loud, Dorian, do you turn around to tell them what they said, what it says on the tree?
Sure, yeah. It's something about mortal gods and their worshippers have no business here.
Sonder,
you
hear
you too, Forrest.
A slight sneer next to you. Does a 25 hit your flat-footed?
Everything basically hits me. Yeah. Yes.
I'm stealthy fan.
Thank you.
a lot of math.
Stop. There's a 72 down you?
You take 32 damage and we'll roll initiative.
Wow. Oh no.
That was nasty. Mm-hmm. Even for you, that was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I like how he made sure to put her one step away from everybody.
Well, she was in the middle of y'all until three of you walked up and three of you stayed back.
And I'm one of those people that worship gods.
So is Razbad. He should get stabbed too.
That might happen.
Stabbings for everybody.
Dorian.
Four.
Oh, this is not good. Sonder.
19.
Razbad.
20.
I'm on.
12.
Nim.
19.
And Vladros.
Natural 20 for 24.
Jesus Christ, like the one time I roll super low, everybody just fucking smokes me.
That's the highest initiative I think I've had this entire campaign.
Across multiple characters.
It's the first time I got to see the ampersand on my 20-sided die.
So, Vlad and the bad guy both got a 24 for initiative, but he rolled a 19 to get it. Mm. So if he goes first.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Sonder.
It was nice knowing you.
Did the whatever appear after stabbing Sonder?
It did not.
Oh.
Damn.
Ooh, but I don't know if a 13 is going to hit your flat-footed AC.
It does. Fucking everything hits me.
Oh, man.
Not a one.
Not helping.
That's all I got, though.
Let's move over to that sneak attack damage.
My real life charisma is also very low.
No.
29 damage this time.
Sonder is dead.
Dead?
Yes.
Permanently dead.
10 con, 19 hit points left. Sonder is dead.
Wow, nice. Just wham, bam, dead.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
How weren't you expecting that?
We are squishy. I've only got 45 hit points total, so that would have probably killed me too. Most likely it would have. I mean, and my con is, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit better than 12, but still, I've been dead too.
Hey, at least you get to play that monk now.
Oh, okay.
And it can be any fey creature monk.
Well, you're at negative 10 with 10 con.
Yes. Yeah, 19 hit points. My con is 10.
So you're at negative 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to go below your con. So you have one round.
Okay.
Which you roll on how that initiative is not good for. But we'll see.
It ain't over yet.
So she'll have to roll to stabilize? Is that the...
If nobody can heal her before her turn comes up, she'll have to roll to stabilize, and that it'll need to be a nat 20, or she'll be dead.
The heal would have to, or her stabilize would have to be
her
a nat
stabilize. 20. It's just a straight up con check, but it's minus it. The DC would be 20.
Yeah, DC is 10 plus the negative you're in.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a modifier, so she would have to roll a 20.
Okay. Yeah, if I hear, I mean,
we'll see what happens when it gets to your turn. Ladros.
It's a full round action to administer a potion, isn't it? To an unconscious person.
I think so.
Well, if you draw it while you move...
No, you have to be there doing it.
I would have to be adjacent to her for the entire round. Do I need to roll perception to see her go down?
Oh, no. You heard the first hit and the second one, yeah, for sure.
Can I get there? Oh, there's no measurement tool on here. Okay. The wrong program.
Count the squares, man.
40 feet. I'm 5 feet short of movement, as best I've figured.
So I can get within 10 feet of her.
Here?
Back one. I've only got 30 feet of movement. There we go.
Okay, that's just one move.
Even if I double move, there's nothing that I can do because I can't see the target to charge it. But I could charge next to her and swing at that square.
It could be in any square that was around her. She didn't get a chance to yell where the attack was coming from, but you can
I'm going to go on instinct. Oh.
Okay.
And I'm going to charge to be directly next to her. And I'm going to strike at the square directly in front of me.
Above you?
Yep, directly above me.
Okay.
I don't like the way you said that. That means there's nothing there. Doubt it matters because I only rolled a 16.
You swish. Wildly. You don't feel your weapon bite into anything.
Okay. I have charged, so I am at minus 2 AC.
Razbad.
All right. Swift action. I call down a judgment of healing and move to there and then cast a spell. Lend judgment and which heals Sonder 2 points every turn until combat ends.
Okay.
So she ain't gonna die on my watch. Best I can do for only being able to get 5 feet away, but that's my turn.
Okay. That saves her though. Yeah, good move. Who had the higher initiative? Is that going to be Sonder or...
Mine is a one.
You need the modifier or actually the roll?
What was your modifier?
Mine's 3.
All right, so Nim, it should go.
All right, Ficey will go here. You don't have to... I'm going to pull her back, so you don't have to move anything.
I'm sorry, she moves there. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, with the little thing. Yeah, that'll be better.
It's a fucked up game of Battleship is what this is.
Yeah, hold on.
Feisty about to get got.
Is a 25 fine. Hit Feisty?
Yes.
Let's turn off the Bane because she is not... Oops.
Feisty's about...
I mean, what could a good outsider have to do with clerical magic?
15 damage.
She's not dead. But that did hurt.
Well, yeah, you can continue on with your turn. But yeah, she took damage from...
Something.
Something, yes.
Okay. She got hit, but she's going to...
Is she flying?
Yeah, she's flying.
Give me a fly check.
I rolled an at 20, so that's 41.
So she's flying from your square. Something viciously hits her that you can't see, but she's able to maintain her flight and do what she was going to do.
When she got hit, can I see the direction that she kind of got knocked?
Somewhere from the west of where you're at, you can tell. Well, give me a perception, even though I already gave you the answer.
From her or me?
Either one.
Well, let's see which one's better. I think hers is better. So, it's the same. I forgot it's the same. So it's 19.
Yeah, somewhere to the northwest of you. One of those two or three squares.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm going to have her. I mean, she's trying to take care of Sonder since she has an emotional connection to her anyway. And so she did a cure, used her, one of her supernatural, I believe. I'm just looking that to make sure because of the attack of opportunity that might come. It is a... It's a spell-like, so if there's an attack of opportunity, then I guess I'll get hit by that too.
Nope.
Okay, so Sonder gets 2 hit points back, so I only rolled a 2.
Oh. No caster level added to that?
No, it's just like a spell-like ability that she gets. She just gets that, just a straight-up 1d6. Oh, wait a minute. It is plus 2, so it's a 1 plus 1 per cast level, and over a certain point. I think it's a plus 2.
Okay.
So it'd be 4.
So, Sandra, you're probably still unconscious.
Okay. Sandra. Then,
Oh, yeah, it's still your turn.
I'm going to move... I'm going to move here.
Okay.
And cast invisibility on myself.
Summon something that can do invisibility purge.
What?
I said summon us something that can do invisibility purge.
I'm working on that. I don't want to get killed before mm-hmm. I was able to do that. I got to go a whole round to be able to summon something.
Okay, Sonder, you're still unconscious, but you are stable. Amon.
Amon is... Let me just double check. Yep. I'm going to do a burst of fervor, and I'm also going to use one of my blessings to add 50% more healing to it, so everybody around gets... Boop, boop. Fucking max for... That is 12. Yeah. Plus 6, so 18 points of healing back to everybody.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
That I roll spicy. Fucking 2 sixes, baby. Boxcars, let's go.
Is that I'm healing. Spicy?
Yes, that includes 5. Everybody, even the monsters.
Oh, no. Well, we haven't hit them
well,
yet.
We haven't hit the monster yet.
So the monster can heal. He gets a thing where he goes up in hit points, actually.
Oh,
that sucks.
Worth it. But any movement?
I will move one right in front of invisible. What's his face? Or if he's not invisible,
there.
Up one, and there. Yep.
Okay. Dorian,
protect the wizard.
Dorian has a little mental arithmetic. Moves up 30 feet toward the hubbub, and while he's doing it, he pulls the weird little globe out and smashes it on the ground.
Smart.
Yeah, let's hope that daylight is invisibility purge or
everybody give me a reflex save.
Ugh, Dorian, you're the fucking worst.
You blew up the boat. You blind the group. Oh, hey, roll the 15 for a 18.
Okay, you're good.
I got a 9.
All right. You'll be blinded for one round.
25.
You're fine.
I got a 22.
You're fine.
15.
You'll be blinded for one round.
Okay.
I rolled a 4 plus 5.
Sonder?
10.
You'll be blinded for one round just as you Yay. Wake back up.
I can see. Ah!
You can also, those of you who can see Nim. His invisibility fails, or is washed off. but you can also see a strange creature out there with a bloody blade.
I was right.
Doesn't someone have a fairy fire ability from something?
Pisces does. He's got that pixie bag.
Make sure to light him up while he's visible in case he can go in re-invisible.
No, he goes before me, so we'll see.
So does Sonder, but same thing. She's blind also. Didn't I get that thing? That cloak?
Yeah, there was a...
Oh, with the fairy fire?
Cloak of the fairy queen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Well, if you have the chance on your turn, let's try and use fairy fire while we can.
I moved and did a thing, so I'm out of turn. Stuff.
I'm reading what else this guy can do.
Okay.
I knew I had a backup in case y'all did make that spellcraft and knew what it was that you had, but it is his go. Let's see. He's got a... Ah, there it is. He is also blind, even though he made the reflex save for one round because he has light blindness.
Oh, so it's specific for that bad guy.
Yeah, I knew there was something in there for it. So he kind of fumbles around. Let's give you a little description of this creature for those of you that can see it. This hairless, black-skinned, elf-like creature has an expressionless face and wields an eerie ebon sword.
Okay.
So it's a completely bald, ebon-skinned, elf-like creature. God, what they remind me of the, where were the weird vampires from? Weird vampires am I thinking of?
Is it the Underworld Hybrid?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, that's just a random mini I put in there for this dude. I've been too busy drawing cartoons to worry about making these maps. Ah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you see him attempt to cast a spell. Those of you who can see and can do spell-like can give me a quick check.
All right.
At a 27.
Okay.
18 plus
math.
I can't plus see nine, shit.
So, 27.
Okay. it appears that he has tried to cast Vanish, and it fails. 5, 10. He retreats back some. There is no darkness inside these trees anymore. And that globe, where that globe shattered, it's this light came up and it's pulsing. And it's just every time it pulses, it pushes the darkness back to at bay. Those of you that can see, Lazarus.
I know I'm blind, but could I hear it retreating?
I mean, you have to move at half speed and can't charge.
That's fine.
Wait, quick question. Was that a spell that went off from the globe?
Yeah.
Give me a spellcaster check, sir.
No.
I don't have spell resistance?
Spell resistance.
This doesn't allow for SR.
Okay, then never mind.
Shut up.
It's fine, still checking.
just eat the fucking blindness.
Do you think your armor would stop that grenade of light from going off?
If it was a spell, it could have.
Yep. Most area effect spells don't allow for SR, if I'm not mistaken.
No, okay.
Right?
No, a lot of them do. Fireball does, etc.
Does Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reflex save.
Oh. You can totally whiff a fireball on somebody.
Anyhow, Vlad, what are you doing?
I rolled a 21. Perception to see if I could hear it retreating.
You can tell which direction it's going, but to pick an accurate square would be...
Oh, I'm not trying to do that. I have to move at half speed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to... No longer charging. I'm going to fight defensively and move toward the creature that
damn near killed 15. My friend. That's one move.
I'll double move.
15.
Balls to the wall.
All right. Nim.
I will. I'm going to cast web. I can't see exactly where, but across. It's supposed to be a 20-foot radius, but I'll spread it across there. I'll hit him, but on the other side of Vladros.
Okay. Give me just a second. Pull up the old web token.
Yeah. He gets a reflex save on that too whenever you get finished.
Yeah, because the web will still be there.
Yeah, it's still difficult terrain.
Hindering movement.
And for the record, Vlad did rage as he moved across.
I'm so mad, I'm blind!
Mm-hmm. Blind and mad.
Blinded by his own rage.
Blind. Doesn't affect his reflex, but will. No, okay.
There's no spell resist on that, but he does get a reflex save.
Okay. 21.
He makes it. So okay. It is, they're still there. Let's try to see if it's difficult terrain.
It would be difficult terrain still.
Yeah, I think it's difficult terrain. Okay, and Feisty comes back to me, and that's my turn.
Alrighty.
Off her back, I'm not resisting that again.
Sonda, you're blind, but you're alive.
Indeed. And I'm guessing since I was unconscious, I am also prone?
Yes.
I believe you skipped me in there.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Raspberry, you're 20.
Both Sonder and I get those 2 points of healing, and I will move to there. I'm 5 feet short again.
Get a spear, man.
Or a stepladder.
Or a whip. That would be unique to this game.
It's awesome.
Yes, that actually, I'm going to choose him as my target as I cast the spell Wrath.
Okay.
It just does a buff for me.
Cool.
That'll be my turn.
Now, Sonder.
Being blind, not knowing where this thing is, I'm going to swift action activate my stone of protection.
Cool.
And then I'm going to, saying that I'm blind, I rolled to cast defensively because I don't know if that thing's around me or not, and I passed it with a 28. And I'm going to cast Cure Serious Wounds on myself. That's fucking obnoxious for 17 points of healing. And that's my turn.
Wait a minute, metagame.
Can I do another swift action as a move action?
So. How about using your giving up your move action to do a sweep? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because
you can take your standard and do a double move.
I will allow it until we find out that something about it's broken.
Okay, well then I'm going to also activate the sheath and extend the wand.
Oh, well, you activated the stone skin. Was that the first swift?
That was the first swift, and then I cast the spell.
You didn't stand up, so you just stayed prone. Okay, that's where I was confused.
Okay. Laying down, casting spells on yourself.
I just want to live so that I can murder this fucking thing.
You ever tried to stand up with your eyes closed? Shit's hard.
Mm-hmm. I've been stabbed as you're just casting heal spells.
I do it at 4 a.m. every morning when I get up to pee. I can stand up with my eyes closed. I mean, from a bed, not being beat to near death first. I guess it would be a little different. Doria.
You can pee from your bed? Wait.
Who can't?
Okay. Just open up the window.
I try to close the distance. I'm going to do a little math here.
They make those mattresses thick for a reason.
I think if I double move, that'll put me like right behind Gladrust.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 45.
Oh, well then move me up. Oh,
never mind. Never, yeah, you couldn't go because that was your, you'd have to move 10 feet to go another diagonal.
Yeah. It's all right. It's double move either way, so that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. This guy's go. The blindness.
I forgot to identify this thing, but.
I'm not 12.
It is your go.
Don't worry, it's really short.
I'm all over the place, sorry.
Since we double move, or we move at half speed when we're blind, just move me up 20 feet for a double move as I hear the commotion. I'm going to get you. Here I come.
You better watch out. When he gets up here, he's really going to put. Whip your ass.
I'm just like licking my whip around just angrily. I'm gonna get you. Flap, 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 flap.
Now it is this.
Hey.
Actually, I think Sonner's in range. What's your AC?
He was blinded last turn. Not this turn.
Right. He was blinded last turn. He was blind. He tried to vanish. It didn't work.
That's right.
So he, actually, I guess technically he wouldn't know it didn't work because he couldn't see that he was still visible. But we're just going to pretend like he knew that the magic washed off and didn't work.
I feel like you would know that. Like when you do drugs, if the drugs don't work, you know you have bad drugs. You just don't think you're on drugs. Unless you've never done those drugs before.
It's a surprisingly bad analogy.
All right, he's going to roll acrobatics because he can't 5 foot step. In the spider web, he only wants to move the 5 feet. That is a 30. I think he's fine.
Yeah.
He gets past me.
No, he goes there to the other one that worships the mortal gods. His weird ebony blade begins to glow with a strange magic, and he strikes at Razbad.
Oh, poor Razbad.
I don't know if this is going to hit, but it's going to be close. It's a 25?
Yes, that hits.
What's your AC again? It's like 24.
It's 22 currently. I can...
Oh, that's right. You normally do your judgment of protection stuff.
Yeah. I can definitely boost.
12. So you take 15 so far. And then this does an additional 5d4.
What?
Jesus.
What do we do, Toker? Why are you mad at us?
Another 13 acid damage.
Nobody's identified this thing yet? Like, do we know what it is yet?
It's a type of A. But yeah, nobody's rolled a knowledge check on it.
That's the only thing we've gotten that. We've been trying to keep each other alive first.
And I think we lost Frex again.
Did we?
And it's his turn. Man, technology's great.
I'll be right back.
Fantastic.
Except when it's not.
So we're going
out
with
of
that.
Character. Thank you for saving me, everybody.
Yeah.
Of course.
Are we going with that from now on?
What?
That you still get a round if you're at negative con.
You have to
surpass
your con.
You have to go past your con to die.
Yeah.
Did I miss something here?
That's how we've always done it.
Well, you know, it's not the rules as written. I'm just asking if that's how we're playing.
You're supposed to be at negative 10. You're supposed to be dead. We house rule. You get your negative con a long time ago.
In Pathfinder, it's always been negative con. But, but let's see.
Yeah, I mean, if it's exactly your con...
Okay, I'm just wondering, like, if that's how we're going to play it. Let's I just want to make sure. Like, yeah, I don't mind getting
He just wanted me dead.
I don't want you dead. I just want to make sure I get the extra round later on.
Because if you're exactly your con and it's your turn next, you're still most probably going to die. Unless you're
only mostly dead.
Yeah. And the chances of it ending, like the damage going directly to your con, is so.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm fine with giving her those. It wasn't even a full round she got. It was like,
I know. I'm just saying. I'm glad she lived. I just want to make sure this will apply to me later.
Oh, I'll be sure to take it way past whatever your con is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going directly to your con like is a sign. We'll call that a Sonder special.
Sorry okay. about that, everyone.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm fucking furious.
Your internet dropped as it was. I was saying it's your turn.
Yeah, I figured.
So we just
hit it.
We skipped your turn.
Can I take a 5-foot step to be next to Razbat, or is the web in the way?
You can 5-foot step there, but you would be in the web at that point. Well, no, you wouldn't. That is the only clear spot going that way.
Then I will take a 5-foot step forward and I will full attack.
Smash.
First attack.
Bring the natural smash.
20.
All right. Give me percentiles.
For a 34.
Revenge of the internet.
So just double damage.
46.
That's the doubled?
No, that's percentiles.
I thought you said 38.
No, 38 was what the total was for the crit.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, that hits. And then your percentiles was?
46.
So, yeah, we'll just stick with the double damage.
Okay. So that's 42.
And cold iron?
No.
All right.
The second attack was a 16? 16.
16 will hit.
Oh, nice. All right. For 22 damage. As I spittle flies from my mouth and I growl and rage at this thing trying to kill my friends.
Yeah, but what does your character do?
That's a fair point. I'm too angry. I'm too enraged to think about what Vladrost is doing in his rage.
Razbat.
Please!
You missed that.
Razbat.
All right. I will...
Please.
Take my 2 points of healing, and Sonder will as well. And then try and lay some smack. Oh, what is this thing?
There we go. Knowledge nature.
Rolled a 14, and when I use it to, I get to add my wisdom to my knowledge for identifying creatures. So 31.
I love how you just spill words out of your mouth so that your brain can work the math out. Is that what
gives
you were doing?
Me time.
Yeah. It is a all right, so this thing is a Svartalfur. Svartalfur.
Spell it.
Svartalfur.
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 Yeah.
It must be French.
Oh, it's Scandinavian.
Yeah, it's Scandinavian for dark elf, basically.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad we got that.
They're old exiled fae who normally grew up to be assassins for more powerful fae folk. You know that these guys in particular tend to have when they're in darkness, they can be really, really nasty, doing lots of extra damage and throwing spells from their swords after they hit. They're resistant to most spells and cold and electricity, and then like most fae, they have DR unless your weapon is cold iron. Outside of that, you're just it's a really dangerous fae assassin you guys are up against. You are lucky that
what's the strength of their resistance to without cold iron? Pretty weak.
No, it's pretty good.
All right.
No more than five.
Yeah, more than five.
Swift action. I will activate Bane Fae on my next blow and swing with down with old Grizz's hammer. And 17.
17 will hit.
Oh, hey, I thought that was going to be a miss. Sweet. And...
Oh, sorry. I still had blinded on. A 17 does not hit. I was like, why is AC so low? Franks, what were you...
Then you need to give him back 22 points.
Yeah. That would have missed.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was odd that his AC was so low.
Yeah, his AC was stupid. I was like, he's got this stupid high dex because he's still dazzled. Or he's still, yeah, dazzled as long as the light's up. But that's only minus ones to hit and see. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you swing and a miss.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, that was, I took a swift action to activate Bane.
Okay. That takes us into the 19s and them going first.
All right. Move me to here. Move here. And then.
Fuck.
Feisty's going to move there. Why is that not working? Sorry. There. Feisty's going to move there. And I have to hit an AC of 5 to hit the square that he's in with that, just a big handful of dust. And then, but that if you go over the range increment, the range increment is 10.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a -4.
-4, so I gotta hit a 9 basically, right? So I got that. That's what I want to do. And so he gets hit with fairy fire for a minute where he's outlined. And
does that allow SR? I don't think it does.
It does not.
Okay.
It does. Well.
Yeah, give me a cast level check using the items caster level.
So what cast? I guess.
Just roll and we'll work it out if it's even close.
I don't know. I mean, I rolled a... I don't know what the cash level is. I rolled a 7, though.
It's probably not gonna work. It's not going to be enough, yeah.
Ah, shit. Well, and then I cast Taste on everybody.
And there we go.
Everybody
haste up.
That is necessary.
Sonder.
All right, so I shall stand up now. And there are now, what is that? Now there's 6 of me. And
mirror image?
Yes.
Playing no games?
No. Try not to get hit again. And then, so if the wand is in the sheath, can I leave it sticking out or do I have to put it away? Like, does it count as being something being in my hand if it's like just sticking out of the speed sheath?
I think so.
Yeah, it's not a spring-loaded sheath. It is a it drops into your hand from the sheath.
Okay. Gotcha. So putting away something, like putting it in my pocket, is like a move action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, no, I can have that in one hand because I feel like the weapon that I want to draw is a one-handed weapon.
What is it?
The Dawnfire.
The Dawnfire.
Ooh, that just sounds sick.
Yeah. So I'm going to draw the Dawnfire.
pretty sure it's a scimitar or a falchion, right? Scimitar?
Yeah, it's a scimitar.
Yeah. It's one-handed.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. So then I draw the Dawnfire, and that's the rest. That's my turn.
All right. That was 19. Then we go to Amon, 12.
Move me up 20 feet, please.
5, 10.
No, 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 it's north, sorry. Straight up 15.
Yeah, if you don't
north.
Give me directions. Oh, did you
put that? No, it wasn't me. Sorry. 20 feet north.
I think that's right.
Nope. Straight up north. One more.
Huh?
One more up? Yeah. That's the spot. And I'm going to attempt to disarm this fucker.
Okay.
That's a 13 plus 8, 13, 14, I'm losing it here. God, 13 plus...
plus 1 from haste.
That's a 21.
Yeah, 21. Fuck, I just could not do math there for a second. I had 21 to disarm him.
That does not disarm him.
That does not disarm him. I'm going to... I'm going to try to trip him then.
No, I don't think you can do both.
Haste.
You move.
No text.
You don't get the extra attack unless you don't move.
Full round, correct. Yeah.
And I think trip is one that you can do as part of a full attack, but disarm
is the attack.
Yeah, disarm replaces the whole attack.
All right. Well, there goes what I was trying to do, but yeah. I tried.
We'll get there. Torian.
Let's see. Well, I guess somebody has to get up there and start damaging this guy a little bit. I am going to activate my blood amulet and move up beside him and attack.
I'm assuming you're taking the long way around to not provoke.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh.
Let's see.
You not want to get into flanking?
That would put me in the spider webs, I believe.
That's fine. You can still flank in the spider webs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a reflex.
But it'll matter if he's trying to 5-foot step.
Let's see. that's pretty good. 25. Also,
25 will hit.
Also, I'm invisible.
No, you're not.
Why not?
No. Did you cast invisibility?
Yeah. Well, no, I used the magic item that you gave me.
Didn't work.
Okay. All right, then, let's see. Then I don't do much damage. Well, I would have noticed that. Then, yeah, I guess put me in flanking. Fuck.
Yeah, sorry. No, the orb is keeping anybody from going invisible.
All right.
So you were here, right?
Yeah.
Or were you here? No, you were here.
That's right, yeah.
So 5, 10.
No, I would have gone the long way around. I mean, obviously.
I know, but the web is there. So we have to account for your movement through the web.
Well, he was directly under Razbat, not under Vlad Rost.
Okay.
Either way. He's got hasted movement.
Okay. So you're going around this way.
Yeah. I wasn't going to move through like 5 web squares.
But now you... To get into flanking, you still have to worry about him provoking is what I'm trying to get at.
Why?
Because you can't move through here. You have to step here.
Because there's... Well, not... moving through there. I'm stepping there.
Here?
Diagonally. It's a clear path,
okay,
diagonally.
So you want to flank?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
then
to
you
do.
You have to move here.
Yes, what I just said.
Then that provokes an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Are you just going to take the attack of opportunity?
Guys.
What I'm
getting?
I guess.
Got,
I mean,
you
sure.
Got extra movement from haste. You can acrobatics.
Yeah.
Got that extra 30 feet.
Just take the goddamn attack.
Do a cartwheel through the spider web. It would be cool.
That is a 24.
Okay, yeah, it hits.
Not flat-footed,
and I have uncanny dodge.
You're human, right?
No, I am half-elf.
Humanoid, then? Wait, I mean, was the Bane works against you because you're half-human?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yes, you count as both elf and human.
So 14 damage?
Sure. Let's see. In the meantime, let's see. 20 damage.
And that is cold iron.
It is.
Speaking of, was he attacking with cold iron?
No.
Okay, so 10 damage for me.
I don't think. Let me... Yeah, no. Sure wasn't. That is the end of the round. And we're out of time.
Okay.
Hey,
oh,
we did no. It. No! Let's see easy if we can conclude later. This next week.
We'll try.
He's tough.
Him in the darkness, I was going into this. I was like, if they go east, somebody's probably going to die.
Congratulations, Sonder. We brought you back from death.
Thank you.
He was right.
Yeah. That's a mean.
Talking about balancing it on a razor's edge.
It's a mean. Mm-hmm. It's a mean creature.
I was like, all right, I'm dead. Let me just keep working on this website.
Better start working on that next character.
Fuck that.
It's definitely not fun when you die towards the beginning of an episode.
I mean, like, there would have been nothing for me to do for the rest of the night. Like. That would have been it.
That's what you
do. You can jump in with those quips. You're not having to worry about, like, you just really pick on people.
No. I would demand the GM gives me a monster run personally and then attack whoever I don't like.
No.
She would rather me not do that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Play this monster you've never seen before.
Nope. I'd rather work on the website.
Yeah, know all of its spells and abilities and resistances. I don't remember that, and I've been looking at it for 2 weeks.
Just immediately read this wall. I just want to
know, like, Spicy has it up always. Is it evil or not?
Probably. This creature?
Yeah. I figured you would have learned to at least tell us that in our...
Well...
I do not remember everybody's abilities. There's 10 of y'all because Matt.
Oh, that's Matt's fault for not bringing it up more.
Yeah. It is evil.
I was gonna say. Well, I was gonna say it on my next turn, but we hadn't got like. But then I guess I forgot.
Evil.
I
don't know.
I mean, it took.
I almost forgot the knowledge check 2 rounds in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those knowledge checks are really helpful early on in the combats.
Yeah.
Especially with the levels we're getting to now. When you guys come up and it's just one dude, there's a chance that they could kill one of y'all in a turn. Like, that's the kind of
thing. I mean, when the dude's invisible, we don't know. We don't know how many there are, so.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping y'all would go another direction and use that globe sooner.
Thank you for giving us.
Globe would be good for this guy, and it's not.
I would have used the globe sooner, but I went on a 4.
Yeah, well, I meant like sooner in this maze.
Not on the guy who is designed to counteract.
Yeah. Because there are other uses for that globe that you won't be able to use now. Which is, you know, whatever. Spoiler alert. You guys are still fucked. Anywho, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm ready.
Don't forget to check out our merch shop and get yourself a Bagsy hat.
Mm-hmm.
Links are in the dice box below. Check it out.
Watch Noob Show. Raiders of the Lark, Forsaken Throne, and in October there should be some cartoons coming out for
Swedish Chef.
I hope we're not offending the people that make that game by fucking that name up. Anyhow, thanks for listening and watching, everybody.
Hey, bye.